This is Wish You Knew How Much I Loved Your Legs. Written by Draco the Lizard and read by Tipsy Kitty. If you'd asked Dad a month ago what body parts he first notices in a partner and likes the most, he'd have said the pirates take what they can get. He's not picky. Cue raucous laughter and a swig of rum. But it has been a strange month on the Revenge, especially since Izzy has left and it's just Ed and Steed's crew. And Steed's endless collections of breeches and stockings. Yes, Ed is aware they are, in fact, not endless. He has seen the auxiliary wardrobe. He has been inside it with Steed, nodding at the subtle differences between this or that shade of teal, while wondering which breeches best show off Steed's legs, and how it's a shame that Steed often wears those coats over them. How is he supposed to admire how those breeches hug Steed's arse and thighs if the man's arse and thighs are always hidden? So Ed's the first to comment on the sunshine and the heat, and isn't Steed warm in that fancy coat of his? He looks warm. He doesn't want to get sunstroke, does he? He should probably take it off. Steed always gives him a knowing smile as he shrugs off his coat and hands it to Ed, and Ed knows Steed thinks it's just Ed wanting to touch the fabric as he puts it away. Ed is happy to let Steed think that. Because that's the other thing about watching Steed and his legs, and wondering what it'd be like to peel those breeches off of him, slowly revealing all that pale skin waiting to be kissed. Ed has eyes in the back of his head. He knows when he's being watched. And he's watched a lot on the Revenge, with its wary and curious crew. But Steed's not one of them. Steed looks at him, obviously, cheerfully greeting Ed when they're both on deck, and always smiling when talking about some misadventure that happened before they met. But Ed knows Steve hasn't been watching him like Ed's been watching Steed, studying the lines of his body, and memorizing glimpses of bare skin, and plotting 100 different ways to taste that skin. Which is fine, and it's not the first time Ed wants something he can't have, but it is the first time in a long time that he doesn't simply take it. He's considering what to do about it, push his luck with Steed or move on, with moving on becoming more attractive every time he imagines Steed's kind. Because he would be kind. Rejection. Then Steed takes him on the stupidest treasure hunt ever, and the worst part is that Steed's ridiculous khaki trousers do nothing for his legs, so Ed doesn't even have that bright side to cling to. Steed has nice arms, but if Ed is going to be attacked by flies and snakes and nature, he wants more than just some nice arms to look at. Lucius, the little shit, has noticed more than he should, and worse, he's not afraid to tell Ed about it. Ed just stops himself from going, "Are you sure?" when Lucius insists Steed likes him very much and has put together this outing for him. Lucius is a lot of things, but he isn't cruel, and if there's a chance, Ed owes it to himself to take it. Besides, he's Blackbeard. He can do anything. He can make a move on Steed once they're back on the ship. But once they get back, Steed tells him to keep an eye on the oranges being loaded on board while he gets changed. Ed wants to follow him because, hey, Steed without his clothes on is one of the steps in his plan for the evening, even if it isn't the first. But Roach is asking whether they need to get anything else from St. Augustine while they're there. Pete wants to hear about how he killed a snake, and Frenchie wants to know if anyone else noticed the crystals in Jim's Nana. It takes Ed far too long to make his escape. And he only gets out by pointing at Oluwande, looking forlorn by the railing, and suggesting they ask their friend what's wrong with him. By the time he finds Steed in his quarters, Steed has changed into his teal breeches, white stockings, and a clean shirt. "Ah, Ed, there you are." Ed grunts a greeting, and Steed turns to pour them a drink. Ed notes with some satisfaction that yes, these breeches definitely hug Steed's thighs better than the khaki did. Would Steed notice if Ed threw those khaki trousers overboard? Or handed them to Frenchie? "There's something I've been meaning to talk to you about," Steed says, handing Ed his brandy. "Yeah?" Ed asks, noticing that Steed doesn't meet his eyes and looks unusually nervous. "What?" The co-captaining idea isn't the worst idea he's heard from Steed, and as he sips his second glass of brandy, it sounds like a great idea. Co-captains, why not? He swirls the brandy in his glass, deciding that with Steed so happy and beaming at him, now's the time to put his own plan into action. Steed mentioned, back when they were going to that French party, The compliments were a good way to court a lady, so Ed hopes they're a good way to court a gentleman, too.
Know what I like about you?
What? Steed asks, excited. My quick wit? My can-do attitude.
Your legs, Ed replies, looking down Steed's pointedly. They're great. Really.
Fuck, he spent so much time looking at Steed's legs and thinking about them. Why can't he describe them?
Really nice. Fantastic. Amazing.
Steed glances down his own legs and frowns.
My legs?
He looks at Ed again, something suspicious in his eyes.
My legs?
Ed huffs.
You saying I'm a liar?
No. No, of course not. But, well, you have to admit it's a little unexpected. No one's ever mentioned my legs were nice before, Steed says, his cheeks slightly pink.
Then they're idiots, Ed declares,
and he puts the glass of brandy down on the side table so he can grab one of Steed's legs and pull it into his lap. Steed yelps when Ed runs one hand down his shin.
This is a very nice leg.
He curls his other hand behind the back of Steed's knee, rubbing his thumb across the fabric.
And these breeches are way better than what you were wearing this afternoon.
What's wrong with what I wore this afternoon? Steed demands, his eyes wide.
Ed looks at him. Those trousers do nothing for your legs, mate. Really unflattering. Now these,
and he pets Steed's thigh, are much better. He keeps one hand on Steed's shin and rubs the other up and down Steed's thigh, watching Steed's face for anger or annoyance or anything that isn't delight. So far, Steed looks surprised and shocked, so clearly Ed will have to be more convincing.
They're better?
Ed nods and keeps stroking Steed's thigh through his breeches. He can feel the muscle tense underneath.
Trust me, I've been keeping track. These aren't the best you've got, but they're up there.
You've been keeping track, Steed says.
Yeah.
Of my breeches?
Yeah.
And whether they, Steed trails off, looking wide-eyed again. Whether they make your thighs look biteable, Ed supplies, and Steed yelps at that. Oh, your arse.
Biteable?
A worried squeak.
Yeah.
Steed stares at him, his mouth opening and closing as his cheeks turn even redder. Ed remains quiet, still stroking Steed's thigh through his breeches. He's given Steed compliments. What does he do now?
You like my legs, Steed says eventually.
Yeah, Ed says. You've been a right distraction, walking around just like this. He curls his hand around Steed's shin, rubbing a circle with his thumb across his calf. Steed lets out a little gasp, and Ed pauses.
Keep going? Steed asks.
Ed will keep going forever if it makes Steed shudder like that.
I like the rest of you as well, if that helps, he says. But I really like your legs.
Steed takes another sip of brandy. Then I suppose you should help me out of my clothes. So you can do that biting thing you mentioned. He glances at Ed before looking at his glass again. Ed's cock jerks in his trousers and his mouth goes dry. He falls to his knees in front of the settee, Steed's leg going with him, which is great, because now he can settle between Steed's spread thighs and enjoy himself.
You sure?
Steed nods, still looking nervous.
Why don't you start with my stockings?
He moves so he can rest his left foot on Ed's thigh, and fuck if that doesn't send more blood rushing to his cock. Ed wraps one hand around Steed's ankle to keep him in place, and the other around his calf, sliding it up until he can slip his fingers underneath the hem of Steed's breeches. He smiles at Steed's gasp when his fingers brush bare skin. He knows a little about how stockings and garters work, thanks to Steed explaining them when Ed got changed for the party.
You want me to untie these?
He asks, pushing up Steed's breeches so he can reach the silk garters.
Yes, please, Steed manages.
Ed focuses on the knot, grinning when he curls his fingers around the hem of Steed's stocking and slowly, ever so slowly, slides it down his calf. He presses a kiss against Steed's shin, then lifts his foot so he can remove the stocking. He carefully folds it and puts it on the settee with the silk ribbon. Other leg, he tells Steed, whose breathing has become increasingly labored.
Ed doesn't miss the bulge in Steed's breeches as Steed places his right foot on Ed's thigh. That's the other good thing about tight breeches. There's no missing the effect this is having on Steed. The right garter comes more easily, but Ed still takes his time sliding the stocking down Steed's leg, because he likes that little whimper when he kisses Steed's ankle, and he likes to feel the curve of Steed's calf under his hand. "Very nice," he murmurs, folding the stocking and placing it next to the other. Steed lunges forward, almost toppling Ed over as he kisses him. Ed pushes him back against the settee, pressing against him and grabbing his thighs possessively. "You didn't bite me," Steed says, breathing fast when Ed pulls back. Ed grins. "Wait." He kisses Steed again, because he can, and pulls back so he can focus on all the buttons he needs to open. He pops them open one by one, letting his hand rub the outline of Steed's hard cock. He's still kneeling between Steed's legs, and Steed squirms on the couch, demanding that Ed get on with it. "No," Ed says, smiling. "Your turn to be patient." He hooks his fingers around the hem of Steed's breeches and tugs.
"Patient?"
Steed raises his hips so Ed can tug them down his legs. Ed is too busy looking at the skin finally being revealed. And yes, Steed's thighs look exactly as biteable as he thought. So he does. Just a quick little nip to make Steed hiss and squirm. Steed's shirt is long enough to cover his cock, but his arousal is obvious. Ed ignores it in favor of tugging his breeches further down, nipping and kissing and licking as he goes. "I've waited a long time to do this," Ed tells him eventually, as he pulls the breeches over Steed's ankles. "Been eyeing you for weeks." He grins at Steed, letting the ferocious blackbeard shine through. He rests his hands on Steed's knees, running them up his thighs as he leans forward. When he's a few inches away from Steed's face, he stops, smirking when Steed leans forward for a kiss. "Patience," he says, squeezing Steed's thighs and making him squirm again. He starts with Steed's left leg, kissing his knee and nipping at his inner thigh, listening to Steed's little whimpers and gasps as Ed moves closer and closer to where Steed wants him most. He licks Steed's inner thigh, earning him a moan and an, "Oh, God, Ed." He feels Steed's fingers pet his hair awkwardly. "You can grab it, mate," he says, and Steed does. "And tug a little. I don't mind."
"That isn't... I don't... Ed!"
Another yelp as Ed nips at his left thigh. The skin is turning red from the rub of Ed's beard, and Ed traces his finger down a red patch.
"You're gonna feel that tomorrow."
"Ed, don't stop now, please."
Ed ignores Steed's cock, although he can see the wet spot where the tip presses against Steed's shirt, and moves to his right thigh. He digs his nails in a little as he licks up Steed's thigh, and he can't resist rubbing his beard against the warm skin. He wants Steed to feel this all day tomorrow, every time he moves, every time his breeches rub against his skin just so. And Ed's going to watch him. He nuzzles Steed's inner thigh, then sucks on a patch of skin until Steed is tugging on his hair and whimpering above him.
"That's gonna be there in the morning," he declares proudly.
Steed's panting desperately.
"Ed."
Ed looks at him, smiling at his red face and wild eyes.
"Something you wanted, mate."
It's a little cruel of him, he knows, because he's pretty sure Steed is still too much of a gentleman to say, "Please suck my cock," even if he's clearly gagging for it, and Ed's already on his knees. He runs one hand up and down Steed's thigh, feeling the tremble. "Or shall I continue on my merry way?" Steed manages a nod, squirming when Ed goes back to nipping at his inner thigh. He leaves another mark, sucking on his outer thigh this time, hoping it'll bruise just as nicely. Steed's hands and his hair are impatient, gripping and tugging, but never so hard it's too painful. Although if Ed's honest, his tolerance for pain may be skewed. Once he's reached Steed's right knee, he presses a kiss against it and sits back. Steed's hands slide out of his hair, and Steed is staring at him. Ed waits, hoping for some more begging or pleading, because he could get used to hearing Steed pant his name like that.
"Is there, any other body part of mine you happen to like?"
Steed asks, squirming on the couch.
Ed smiles, leaning forward again to run his hands up Steed's thighs. He closes the distance between them for a kiss, with Steed burying one hand in his hair again. The other wraps around Ed's bare arm, pulling him closer.
I told you, I like the rest of you as well.
Steed whines at that, hips rocking forward under Ed's tight grip. Ed. Ed kisses him again, then leans back so he can lift Steed's shirt. He'll get Steed to beg for what exactly he wants Ed to do to him someday.
I like the look of this part of you very much,
he says, wrapping one hand around Steed's hard red cock. He tugs gently, and Steed whimpers, squirming on the settee. No biting this time.
Thank God,
Steed manages, letting out a nervous laugh. Ed licks root to tip, and Steed trembles so hard that Ed uses his other hand on Steed's thigh to keep him in place.
You're all right,
he murmurs, stroking Steed's thigh until he calms down a little.
Ed, I haven't... No one... This is...
I figured, Ed replies easily. He licks Steed's cock a few more times, enjoying the way Steed whimpers and squirms already. Steed's fingers flex in his hair, nails digging into his bicep.
This is going to be fun.
He leans down, wrapping his lips around the tip of Steed's cock, and slowly moving down while Steed is muttering prayers in Ed's name. Ed nudges Steed's legs wider, then grabs hold of his right leg to throw it over his shoulder as he keeps sucking. Steed's heel presses against his back. Ed only has to bob up and down 3 times before Steed groans desperately above him, both hands in his hair now and grabbing him tight. The 4th time, Steed rocks up against him and comes down his throat, apologizing as he does. Ed swallows it all down, trying not to laugh around Steed's cock, and there's a warm fondness in his chest at the realization that he'll probably hear Steed apologize in half moans more often.
Not a bad thing, all in all.
He clambers onto the couch, grimacing at the pain in his knee.
He's not made for kneeling that long anymore.
Steed doesn't seem to have noticed. His eyes are closed, his face flushed, and some of his hair is sticking to his face.
You don't need to apologize for having a good time, Ed tells him. Wouldn't have sucked you off if I wasn't gonna swallow. Otherwise, it just gets in my beard, and that's a right mess when it dries up.
Steed goes even more red-faced somehow.
Ed! Or I would have gotten on your clothes,
Ed continues.
This shirt is pretty easy to clean, Steed replies. Wouldn't be the first time I got a stain on it.
Ed raises his eyebrows at that, hoping Steed will explain why he got cum on his shirt.
Was he having a wank?
Where?
How?
Over who? Steed coughs politely, then gestures at Ed's groin.
Should I help you with your predicament?
Ed smiles at Steed, looking slightly apprehensive about his offer.
I'd like that, but we'll have to move to your bed.
He nods at Steed's legs, cock jerking at the thought of sliding between them.
More comfortable that way.
Steed follows his gaze and smiles.
Yes, I imagine it would be.
They settle on Steed's bed, Ed struggling with his buckles in his rush to get them off, and he grins when Steed's the one to raise his shirt to bare his buttocks and thighs.
Lovely,
Ed murmurs, settling on top of Steed and leaning on his elbows to keep his full weight off of the other man.
So fucking lovely.
His cock is aching, and when he shifts to get it between Steed's thighs, he groans as he pushes forward.
Is that...
Yes. Ed grunts, thrusting again. Steed's thighs are tight around him, perfectly warm and smooth, and everything Ed thought they'd be every time he had a wank over doing just this. He never imagined Steed would push back, or let out little moans himself, but fuck, that only makes it hotter. He's also never imagined he'd come this quickly, but the feeling rushes over him before he knows it, and his cum splashes across the back of Steed's thighs. He rolls off of Steed, feeling embarrassed.
Fuck, I'll last longer next time.
Oh, you don't need to apologize for having a good time. Steed turns his head to look at him. I have that on good authority.
Ed laughs. Oh yeah? They sound very smart.
Steed's smile turns soft.
You know what I like about you?
Ed shrugs.
I mouth. Steed shifts to lie on his side, reaching out to cup Ed's cheek, thumb running gently across the skin. Your eyes, Steed says, voice warm. They're lovely. Ed chokes and huffs, and has his chest always felt this tight? Fuck off. Steed's smile just grows. They are, he insists, stroking Ed's cheek. When you look at me, I feel as if I can do anything. Oh, Ed manages, blinking in surprise, and definitely not because there are tears welling up. No one's ever told him he has lovely eyes before. Steed shifts closer to get more comfortable against Ed. Although, obviously, I like your mouth very much. Ed pulls him closer. Good. The end.